Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last full daf here in Maseches Sota, one of the most colorful dafim in all of Shas that we have today. A couple of famous stories, and this is Maseches Sota, as we have mentioned, many different elements to Sota. We have today and then tomorrow in the middle of the daf, but Hashem will get to the second parak. Back to Inyanim of Sota specifically. Okay, but let's pick up now about 10-12 lines up from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, still darshaning the psukim from Moshe and Yocheved and Miriam. Vatomer, first word on the line is Vatomer. Vatomer achoso abas paro. Ha'elich v'karasi lach isha minekes mena ivrios. Shall I go bring, Miriam says to Bas Paro, should I go bring one of the wet nurses from the Jews? Why? Why is she going to the Jews? The Jews were the downtrodden, subjugated people. They tried to get Moshe to nurse from all of the Egyptian women. They went around. But Lo Yanak, he would not nurse. They felt bad for him. They had rachmanis on him. Amar, so he says, Pesha asil adaber mashchina yinak davar tamei. This mouth that's going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pal adaber bo, yinak davar tamei, is going to partake and get nourished from a davar tamei, can't be. Fahayno dechsiv, as mi yored deyav, as mi yavin shmua, the pasuk in Yeshayo, lemi yored deyav, lemi yavin shmua, who will be the one that teaches and understands, legmulei mechalav ula atike mi shadayim, the one that's gamul, the one that's separated from the chalav, Tatike Shadayim, that's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So here it is, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that comes up. This is the Daf and Shas to discuss it, right here. We've mentioned it often, but Sota Yud Beis Mabez. Rashi quotes in Sefer Shmos, in Parsha Shmos, this Gemara, Hechzirot al Mitzvos Harbi L'Rakvalo Yonak. So that's not a problem that Rashi quotes it. The unique element is that the Rashba quotes it in a Tshuva and the Ramah quotes it in Yaradeya. The Ramah in Yaradeya and Simen Pei Aleph says, Chalav Mitzris Kachalav Yisraelis, the milk of an Egyptian woman is Me'ikar Adin kosher, Kachalav Yisraelis, Umikal Makom Lo Yaniku Tinok Menah Mitzris Me'afshar B'Yisraelis, but it's better not to. It's better if one can nurse from a Jewish woman is better than from a mitzris woman. The chalav ovedas kochavin mitamtem alev umolvivo tevara. Because the milk of an ovedas kochavim closes up the spiritual pores of the baby. And the Vilna Gaon right there on the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the Makor is the Rashba based on this chazal that we have here in Maseches Sota. And the question Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks is, in Emes LeYaakov, alachora tamua, eich efshar lilmod mikan alacha lemaisa. Right, what do you mean halacha lemaisa that we should be quoted in Shulchan Aruch? Hakan mefurish atam shlo yanak we should asal adaber mashchina. Says Moshe Rabbeinu has higher standards because asal adaber mashchina. So why? What is this doing in Shulchan Aruch? This isn't the Rambam Nilchos Deos where he has different prakim for talmidei chachamim and for the hamonam. This is the Shulchan Aruch. We're in for every Jew. V'yemkein minolan shekein adin eitzel kol echad ve'echad. So why is this? Why did the Rambam put this in Shulchan Aruch? Umavur mizeh says Rabbi Yaakov. 2 days ago, we had one yesod in Chinuch from Rav Schwab. Here we have another one. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Alimad Galda B'chinuch, Shetzarech Ha'av Litein Labanov, V'hainu, the mentality that every parent or every teacher has to have is that their child is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. Us, the Ladaber Meshchina, and I have to give them the education, the physical education, the nourishment, and the spiritual education as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. L'kol Yalad Katani Sikui Ladaber Imashchina. V'lachein, doesn't mean, okay, it's one of the animamins, that he's not going to reach the level of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. But he could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lachein tzorach lios kol inyan b'chinucho b'madrega kazu shel asir l'dabar emashchina. V'zeo ma shesvichim lizkar k'shebom livchar chinuch b'shvil ha'yiladim b'kedusha uv'tahara. We have to do what we can to instill in them these values that is based on the Rashba. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vatomer la bas paro lechi vatelecha alma. So the bas paro, Miriam says, should I go find one of the Jewish women? She says, go, lechi. And then the pasuk says, vatelecha alma. Alma, what is alma? My alma is like a young girl. Amar Belazar malamei shalcha bezrizus ka alma. She went bezrizus like an alma. Rashi shekol kocha aleha. Kemo chazak ve'ematz. Right, she went with all her strength. What's the chiddush? All her strength. How old was Miriam here? Miriam was 6 years old. Right, Miriam was 6 years older than Moshe, and Aaron was 3 years older than Moshe. Right, they all died the same year. That's how you know Miriam died at 126. Aaron died at 123 and Moshe at 120, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem later. But she went, even though she was only 6 years old. She acted with alacrity. She acted with rizus. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Ha'alma, a different drasha of the word, She'he'elima es tvareha. She hid her words, meaning she hid the story of what she was really doing, getting the mother. Vatomer la bas paro, elichi es hayelad hazeh. Take this child. Amar Bicham bar Chanina misnaba. She prophesied and did not know what she prophesied. Helichi ha shelichi. Not just take this child, take what's yours. This is yours, talking to Yocheved. V'ani atein et tzcharech, and I will give you your, my past power even says, I'll pay you for it. Can you help me nurse this child? Amr chaber b'chanina lo dayin l'tzadikim, shemachzir lohen avaydasan, elo shenosin lohem tzcharan. Not only does a tzadik get back what he lost, right, got back to his baby, her baby, but she even got paid for doing it. Miriam, the sister of Aharon, takes the Gomer, right, the why she called, asked the Gemara, Achos Aharon, Achos Moshe, why she called the sister of Aharon if she had two major special brothers, Amr of Amram, Amarav, Yamri, Amr of Nachman, Amarav. Rav said, someone quoted Rav as saying, Melamech, I said, Misnabak, Kishihi Achos Aharon. She already prophesies when she was the sister of Aharon, meaning even before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. That's pretty young. She was prophesizing when she was two, when she was three, right before Moshe was born. And she was only very young, V'Omer, and she was only the sister of Aharon. V'Omer is, Asida imi shetele bein shemoshia es Yisrael. My mother is going to have a son that's going to save Am Yisrael. And that's how we saw already, she went to her father and said, you're worse than Paro. Paro was gozer on only the boys, you're gozer on all the girls, you're taking away their olam haba also. So therefore, Miriam HaNeviah said this prophecy. The Maharal here also notes that maybe there's a reason that Aharon couldn't give the Nevuah. Why did Miriam do it and not Aharon? Aharon could have also given the Nevuah. Says the Maharal that if Aharon would have given the Nevuah, that would have been a problem because Aharon was going to be involved in the Geula with Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam really didn't do anything. She was behind the scenes. But in the process, off in motion, Aaron went together to Paro. He was involved. He did a couple of the Makos. So, says the Maharal, you can't prophesize about yourself. You can't prophesize about what you're going to do. You can prophesize about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, about what someone else is going to do. That's why the Miriam had to say it, says the Maharal, and not Aharon. Because Aaron was going to be involved. Right, he was the dover for, he was the spokesman for Moshe. Yes, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately did the Geula. Right, and ultimately the final stage, but still the helpers, so to speak, was included, Aaron also, and therefore he couldn't testify, he couldn't prophesize about himself. Okay, second line. V'kivin shenolad Moshe, so Miriam was telling them, get back together, have another child. V'kivin shenolad Moshe, when Moshe was born, nismale kol habayis kula or, the whole house was filled with light. Omar avia v'nashka avasha. Her father, Amram, gave her a kiss. One of the four people that never sinned. Right? Gave her a kiss. Amar la biti niskaima nevuah seich. Wow. Your nevuah has come true. I see this baby is all light. And it's coming true. V'kivin shetilu li'or. But once they had to throw him into the river. Amar avi evetavcha bal rosha. Then Amram got upset. What's going on here? Somewhat unusual. You would think Amram has more bitachon than, right, tavcha paneha. Ryan and Dafka, one of the four people, as we just mentioned, the Gemara has never sinned. Where's his bitachon here? We mentioned 2 days ago from Revel Yashiv, that was the godless of Miriam. Miriam didn't worry. She was just wondering when and how it was going to happen, based on the following pasuk. Amar la biti eicha nevuah sayach. Amram says, where's your nevuah? Right, he has to realize that this geula is ups and downs. Geula is not straight. So maybe it could be that Amram understood the Nevuah as it was going to be a straight, smooth path. And the answer was, no, that's not what Geula is. That's what the Pirkei Derb Elazar says. If you remember the pasuk in Parsha Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Shlach Navi Yatishlach. So Rashi quotes, who is that? Aaron. Why don't you send Aaron? You don't need to send me. The Pirkei Derb Elazar says, Moshe said, send Elio Anavi. What after Elio Anavi? Instead of him. Right? Not Aaron. A different shot. Why Elio Anavi? So the Mefarshim explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I don't want to go through the whole process. The whole process of galus and subjugation and tragedy. And then finally, ultimately, we're gonna get there. Go straight to Elio Anavi. Go straight to the ultimate. Right? I don't want to go through all these steps. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's not what Geula is. It's not what Geula is. Like we always quote from the Chafetz Chaim or others, the pasuk in Zechariah of Mashiach coming, Ani v'rochem al hachamor. Right, the Mashiach is coming on a donkey. Why a donkey? That's not the most glamorous animal, right? How about a stallion? How about a horse? Why rochev al hachamor? Because if you ever ride a donkey goes a little bit and then stops and goes backwards and sideways and gives a kick and two steps forward, one steps back. That's geula, rachmana litzlan. Over the past 2,000 years, we've been going towards geula with a lot of bumps in the road, with a lot of difficulties, and that's geula, and that's what maybe Amram couldn't understand. So, what do you mean? Where's your nevuah? And Miriam said, he's got to go in the river a little bit. It's got to be some difficulty. There's got to be some challenges. Again, there's a lot more behind it also. He had to end up growing up in the house of Paro, right? The Svarno writes on Parsha Shmos, ironically, Dafka, he has to grow up in the house of Paro. Why? Because he couldn't have that slave mentality. All of Am Yisrael have the slave mentality. Nitzna Rosh and Ashuva Mitzrayma. Moshe Rabbeinu had to grow up because he had to be over them. He had to be able to overcome that that. So that was also part of the, obviously, the divine plan. Yosef Zacha V'chulu. Okay, we finished off Miriam and Moshe, and now we get to Yosef. Remember, how did we get into this whole discussion of these dafim? Mida Keneged Mida. So now we're into the next stage. Miriam waited for Moshe, and that's why all of Am Yisrael waited for Miriam. That's why we had these two dafim. Now we have Yosef. Yosef buried his father, and therefore Moshe buried Yosef. And because Moshe buried Yosef, Hashem buried Moshe. That's the continuation now. So Mishnah Meikara Dechziv. Vayal Yosef Likbaris Aviv. Why does it say first in Parshas Vayechi? Yosef went up to bury his father, who was with him. Vayalu ito kolav de paro, vigomer, first the servants. Vahadar, and only afterwards, vichol beis Yosef, ve'echav ubeis Aviv. And only the family of Yosef after the Avdei Paro. U'mashna l'basof, and why, when they came back, Tifsev, it says, Vayashav Yosef Mitzrayimah, hu ve'echav, ve'hadar v'chol ha'olam ito, l'kbaras aviv. Only afterwards, right, now the brothers get to go earlier, before the Avadim. So Amar Rav Yochanan, b'tchila, atchla ro b'chvodin shay Yisrael, beforehand, going down, the Egyptians didn't realize the greatness of the Jews. They knew Yosef was great. Maybe they knew Yaakov was great, but the other Shvatim, they didn't give him kavod. They were there in their own place in Goshen. Lo nagu ben kavod. Ulo basof shero bechvodan nagu ben kavod. But afterwards, when the whole event took place, and they saw the kavod that was given to all the Shvatim and Yaakov's family, then they gave them kavod too. Dichsev, what happened? Vayavo ad goren ha'atad. They came to the goren, the threshing floor of atad. Atad is a type of thorn. So ask the Gemara, v'chi goren yesh lo la'atad, is there a threshing floor with thorns on it? There are no thorns. They get the thorns away. They don't want to be a thresh thorns. Amar Rabbi Avo, milamed she kifu k'sarim la'aron osho Yaakov, k'goren zeshem akifan la'atad. Often, in order maybe to keep the animals away, you keep thorns around the threshing floor, so to keep it safe. So too, all the ksarim, all of the crowns that were surrounded Yaakov's coffin, Yaakov's aron, was like the thorns around the goren. Why? Sheba'u ben Shem, b'nei Esav, b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Keturah. They all came, all of these other nations came, Tana, all the cousins. Tana, kulam, l'milchama, ba'u. They all came to war for Melchama. Kivan, Shiro, Kisro, Shal Yosef, Tali, Barono, Shal Yaakov. Once they saw Yosef, who was basically the Lamaisa leader of civilization at that time, once they saw Yosef's crown on the Aron, Natlu Kulam, Kitrehem, they all took off their crowns, Vitalum, Barono, Shal Yaakov. And they all put their crowns around as a sign of a fealty, as a sign of covenant for Yaakov Avinu. Tana, Shloshim, Vishisha, Ksarim, Nislu, Ba'aron Osho Yaakov. 36 crowns were hanging on the Aron of Yaakov. Rashi goes through, what are the 36? Fourth line in Rashi, the 12 Nesiim of Yishmael, the 23 Alufim of Esav, right, that makes 35, and then Yosef's, then Vimtor Chafehein, 25, I'm sorry, 25, Taman Knaz, Ninu Beis Pa'amim, right, he goes through the math, how you get 36. Either way, 36 Ksarim of the crowns. Look in the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora here says, 36 crowns connects to, what else do we have 36 of in Halacha? The 36 first Mishnah in Krisos. The 36 Averas that one Chayav Kares for Chas V'Shalom. Says the Karen Ora, Kares, Keser, same letters. V'yesh l'chavein mispar azeh l'umas lamad v'av krisus amuris batorah. Asher heima garmin l'hiparid hanefesh l'hafrid hanefesh b'mekorah. Kares separates the soul from its source, from the Kisei HaKavod. Aval ha-makaymon, those who keep all the mitzvahs, dafka nafsha b'mekorah lios b'ziv hashchina ba'atara al-rosha. But if you keep the mitzvahs and you connect it to Hashem, then we have a crown. So in life, us and lavo, either we have crowns or we have kares. The keser hu hipuch kares. The alkein Yaakov Avinu, all of Hashalom. Asher lo meis, according to that Gemara in the beginning of Tainus. The dov ganavsha b'chayim la'olam. So to show the give kavod to Yaakov, to show that he wasn't kares, but he was keser, they put all the ksarim around. La'olam nitzel lo kol ha-shloshim v'shisha ksarim v'havein ki nachonhu. Understand this, says the Karen Ora, because it is a correct and a deep thought. That is all the crowns opposite of kares. The Rabbeinu Bachai also on that pasuk in Vayechi, on the pasuk that says Yaakov was gathered in unto his people, he quotes the Chazal that says Yaakov vino lo meis. And what exactly does that mean? The Torah says that he was mummified. The Torah says that they put spices on him. What does that mean? That he didn't die. Aval pirish lo meis lo ta'am tamisa. It means he didn't die in the normal way. O yia inyan lo meis, ki nafsho shel Yaakov ha'im rachefes al gufo tamid l'tokef klushoso. Unlike by most other people, whose nefesh is not as kashur and directly connected to their guf, it happens to be involved in the life, but not always connected. But Yaakov Avinu was so kadosh that his nefesh was more connected to his guf. Yaakov l'kedushas gufo ma'alaso ha'isanafsho ole v'yoredes. V'akoach ha'gadol al-zeinu nimsa rak l'kedoshim ha'shev ha'ares yichidi ha'doros v'chulu. So Rabbi Nachai also discusses there how Yaakov Avinu lo meis, and exactly what does that mean. Either way, that's the beautiful idea of keser and kares of the Rabbeinu, of the Karen Ora. Okay, Vayispedusha mispaid gadol v'kaved ma'od. And they had a tremendous eulogy there. Tana, afilu susim v'afilu chamorim. Even the horses and the donkeys were involved in the eulogy. What does that mean? Horses and the donkeys? So the Meshechachma says in Bereishis on Vayechi, he says that Tana, afilu susim v'afilu chamorim, d'chamor yada evus ba'alav. Right, that the chamor knows the animals could feel in a subconscious way the what the owners are involved in. Chamor yada evus balav, as we know from the Navi. Ubisivri b'tosefta sota amri dekiva shemes Yaakov chazar. That's number one on a metaphysical level. But then the Meshechachma says, according to the Tosefta, that once Yaakov died, the famine came back. Right, like maybe the water didn't go up anymore, and that's why the animals felt it too. Kiva shemeis Yaakov chazar ravlim kamo v'katuv v'yaviu es miknehem el Yosef v'yitain lohem Yosef lechem v'asusim v'mikneh atzon v'mikneh v'bakar v'chamarim v'inalim v'lechem acharei kavro et aviv acharei v'ashana hahi v'lazeh amru gavsusim v'chamarim hirgishu b'mosel shel Yaakov u'pashut. Ends off the Meshech Chachma. Obviously, now you understand what that is. The Marsha here has another pshat. The Marsha here, again, you got to go through all the Marshas and all the Ben Yoyadas and all of these dafim. Says the Marsha right here, Miloshen zeh shehu more al godel v'ribuy ha-hespid darshu kem she'asu kem l'kavid v'ulay she'inyano kemo she'osin ata. Like what's done today, lemerkeves sarimu melachim b'misasam lahalbish asusim shchorim v'lasos lam ki'ilu gam heim bochim. You dress up the horses in black, like, and you connect them. Right, that's the Marsha here. So the Torah Tzvima also says the same thing in Vayechi. I found a number of times the Torah Tzvima said something exactly the same as the Marsha without quoting him. I don't know if they were machave to the same or just knew it and didn't quote it. Either way, but that's the Marsha and that Torah Tzvima there in Vayechi. Okay. Says the Gemara continuing. Here it is, famous story. Once, yesterday we read Chayasara. Maras Machpela, Asa Esav, Kama Akev. They come in, they're ready to bear Yaakov. Esav is there. Omar Lahen, Mamre, Kiryas Arba, Hi Chevron. Right, Kiryat Arba, Chevron. Vam Rabbi Yisrael, Kiryas Arba, Arba Zukos, Hayu. They were four pairs. That's Kiryas Arba. Right, one of the two places in the Torah that, two cities, which has a number in its name. Right, two of the cities. Maybe there's more. Think of two. Right, Kiryas Arba and Be'er Sheva. Right, even though that Sheva is from the word Shavua, from the word oath. Adam v'chava, Avram v'sara, Yisrael v'rifka, Yaakov v'leah. Eight pairs. Iyu kavri l'leah b'didei. You already use your spot. Right? You kavri l'leah v'hai depayish didihu. There's only one spot left, and that's mine. Esav says. Amru le'zavinte. They said you sold it to our father. Amar lehu nihi dezvini b'cherusa. Pshitusa mizvini. I sold the double portion. Right? That's in Parshas Toldos. Right? But did I sell the single portion? In, yes, you even sold the single portion. Dichsiv, bekivri asher karisi li. Right, because Yaakov says, in the kever that I was karis. What is karisi? That's a lashon of sale. You sold the whole thing. She came to krachei ayam, korin lemechira kira. So they leave out the mem kira. Omer lehu, he says, havali igrisa. Prove it. I'm not moving. Prove it. Havali igrisa. Said, what? Was he lying here? Did he not remember, or was he just lying? He was probably just lying, causing trouble. Right? Even if somebody's a chakra, until you prove it, I'm not gonna move. So, bring the letter. Amrule, they said, Igrasa Ba'ar, the Mitzrayim, the letter, the proof is in Mitzrayim. Umanezel, right? The source, I like to say, the source for going to offices and not having all the papers. Right? Here it is. It started right here. In, Kiryat Arba. There's always something that we forget. Umanezel, so who are we gonna send back to Mitzrayim? Nezel, Naftali, to Kalo Kiayalasa. Who's the fastest one? We'll send Naftali. He's like, Ayala. Tichsib, Naftali, Ayala, Shlucha, Anosine, Meshefer. Like that was quoted earlier also, that we're all like animals, all of Am Yisrael. Amr, Rabbi Yavo, Atikri, Meshefer, El Imre, Sefer. So, Naftali's on his way back. Enter, stage left, Chushim. Chushim, Bereda, Don, Tamanhave. Chushim, the son of Don, was there. The Yekirin, right, some of the grandchildren were there. The Yekirin, Leodene. And literally, his ears were heavy. He was somewhat deaf. Rashi, Kavdu Aznav Mishmoa. Amar Lehu Mai Hai. So he was in the back, he didn't know what was going on, he couldn't hear what was going on. Or he just sees his grandfather not being buried. V'yamru Leh, and they explain it to him. Maybe he could read their lips. Kama Akev Hai, Adasi Naftali, Aradim Mitzrayim. You know, we're waiting, Esav Seir, there's a Machlokes, we went and sent Naftali back. Amar Lehu, he says to them, V'adasi Naftali, Aradim Mitzrayim. And until Naftali gets back, Ye Avi Abba Muta Bevizayon. My grandfather's going to be lying here in a disgrace. What's happening here? Shuk al kofa. He takes out a stick. Machia reshe. He takes care of business. He knocks Esav's head off. Natran ene. Venaflu akara de Yaakov. And then one spooky line in the story. His eyes fall onto the leg of Yaakov. Patchinu Yaakov la'ene va'achich. Yaakov opens his eyes and smiles. Does that literally mean? Maybe it just means figuratively that the just end of Esav occurred. V'haino d'chsiv, yislach tzadik ki chaza nakam pa'amav. A tzadik is besimcha. Doesn't mean besimcha. It means the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzidduk hadin. Could also say that, as we know, the neshama is still close to the guf until burial occurs. So Yaakov was still around. Ki chaza nakam pa'amav, yirchat bedam harasha. There's a lot to say. Let's just stop there for a second. Right, the big Shiloh, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and others deal with how was it that Chushim was able to see something and see so clearly that everybody else couldn't. Chushim saw what had to be done. Enough of this, Esav. Get out of the way. We have to bury Yaakov. So why was it so? Why was everybody else was blind? Chushim might have been deaf. I once heard Chushim is from the word chush. He had a certain type of sense that everybody else didn't have. Right, so maybe sometimes it works out that if some of the senses are more dull, the other senses are sharper. So why was he able to see it? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has thought in Maimer Tzadi Zayin, he says, Tardema Sahergel. They, as we spoke a little bit about in Parsha Shir last week, once you get used to a certain situation, you know, you get into it and it's, we're used to it. It's hard to be shocked out of it. They were used to it. It was slowly, slowly, Esav was here. They were used to Yaakov Avinu lying to Bizayin. The Chushim wasn't used to it. Chushim was in shock. And he used that shock, litovaso. He says, what is going on here? Don't you realize? You could say it a little differently. Sometimes we get caught up in the details. We don't see the big picture. They were caught up in the details of talking to Esav and proving it. Hello, Yaakov Avinu is here. We have to bury him. He saw the big picture. You lose the forest because you focus on what's on the trees. Right? Similar idea, but that's the godless of what Chushim saw. Again, it's also related. Chushim was a grandson, and we know there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch also about covet of a grandfather, right? Not just covet of a father. We know the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of giving covet to a grandfather and not just to a father. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reish Mem Sif Chaf Dalid Chayv Adam Lachabed Chamav. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Omrim says the Rama De'ein Adam Chayv Bekovet Avi Aviv. Some say, based on the Maharik and the Rashi and Makkos, about Gol Adam, but the Ramah says, some say there's no chiyah for a grandfather, ve'eno nirali, says the Ramah, I beg to differ. Ela de chayiv bekavod aviv, yoser mi kavod avi aviv. Right? Your chayiv in your father's covet more than you, if your father asks you to do something and your grandfather asks you to do something, so then it could be that you're more obligated to your father, but it doesn't mean that there's not, just less. Says the Shach, according to Bach, Ulafiza Niradim Ein La'av, Ulaben, Kaifinan Le, Laben Haben, Kafiyasha Yachal. Right, if the son doesn't have how to support the father, so you have to go to the grandson. And then the Rama quotes in parentheses, what's my raya that there's a mitzvah of by the grandfather? Raya mi medrash gabe ve yizbach zvachim. It says he gave zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak, but it doesn't say Abraham, because of the reason that he's more chayv in the covet of the father than of the grandfather. Right, that's the Taz quotes that here. Pirish Rashi v'chumish, v'yizbach zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak, v'teim al de'er rishona shu amarik, d'ne'alami menu pirish Rashi v'chumish. Right, that's what but it's a discussion that the grandfather too. So this is another source of Chushim, the son of Dan. And if you look in Sefer Bamidbar, Chushim has many, many children and many, many shvatim. Rav Pam pointed out beautifully. Rav Pam says, imagine what life was like in the shvatim's house when they used to have get-togethers. They used to have get-togethers, all the shvatim with all the kids and all the grandchildren. And then Dan was there, Nebuch, with his one deaf son. What do you think he was thinking about the future? What was he thinking about? What's going to be with my special needs child? What's going to be? Everybody else, Binyamin has 10 kids, right? He has one little child. And what happened if you look at the numbers? Look at the numbers. An often say for Yoshua, what do you look at the numbers? Don has a huge shevet. Huge! And one of the biggest. And Binyamin is one of the smallest. Right? What happened? Because you never know HaKadosh Baruch who's in charge. You never know. Getting back to that first Rabbi Yaakov that we mentioned today. Every child is an Asa L'Dabar Mashchina on their level. Even Chushim the son of Dan, right, that's the Rav Pam's Hara on Chushim versus the sons of Naphtali. Okay, let's continue. So finishing up the story, after the head fell off behind the city, what of the Pasuk, Ba'osa Shah, Niskaimen of Ba'osa Shah Rivka. On that moment, when Esav died on that day, the prophecy of Rivka came true, even though it really wasn't said as a nevuah, it was said as a worry. Dichsiv, Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Rivka said, I don't want to lose both my children on the same day. Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. So really, she didn't. She didn't really. They were buried on the same day. They didn't die on the same day, but they were buried on the same day. V'yavagad demisasan lo b'yom echad havai, kfurasan miyav yom echad havai. Their kfura was on the same day. And the poskim discuss regarding various halachas. Do you go by yom ha-misa? Do you go by yom ha-kfura? What do you do for a yard site? What do you do for a yud beis chodesh? Right, generally we go by yom ha-misa for the yard site, generally. And Yom HaKfura, though, for Yud Beis Chodesh, because you don't want to have the yard site before Yud Beis Chodesh is over. This year is not an issue, because it's a Shana Me'uberes. But generally, as they say, that's why the first year might be different than the other years, the post can discuss. But in general, it's Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura, but at least the Shichul here could be a somewhat fulfillment of the prophecy. Viter. V'lo asik be Yosef echav lo avi ma'aski be. The Mishnah says Yosef was osik with his father. What if Yosef wouldn't have done it? The brothers wouldn't have done it. So Amru, the brothers said, Anichalo kvodo b'melachem Yosef mibed Yotos. The brothers let Yosef be in charge because it's more of a covet for the father, for Yaakov, to have Yosef, to have a melech in charge of him and involved in him. That's why they took a back seat. See how precious Moshe Rabbeinu looked at mitzvahs. All of Am Yisrael were osek in biza, in the spoils at Kriyas Yamsuf with all the gold that was washing up on the shore. V'hunis atik b'mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy involved in mitzvahs. Right, the Medrash discusses this beginning of B'shalach. Sh'ne'emar, chacham lev, yikach mitzvahs. The one who is wise, Moshe Rabbeinu was wise, he focused on gathering mitzvahs even though there were spoils. Right, he was focusing on the shvua that he took. Ask the Klal Yakar, but weren't Am Yisrael also commanded to go, right, that you're going to leave, v'achreichin yesir b'chush gadol, they're also fulfilling the nevua of Bris Ben Abasarim. So what was the, why does Dafka, you know, they get the blame for this? The answer is, they weren't Dafka told to take every single last penny. They weren't told, you know, sometimes you get a heter, all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, I can do it, I'm mutter. They could have just, what does that mean, say v'yishalu? They should have taken some, but what does it say what happened? V'yanatzlu, they emptied out. Right, we can't use excuses. Make most of our articles. We're allowed to do something. Okay, so we'll just go like to the extreme. Right, we can't go to Shabbos. Right, it's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos. Doesn't mean we have to like totally, you know, us sudas mitzvah. We're at a wedding by the smorgasbord. Sudas mitzvah. It's okay. It all goes back to Shomer Yisraelah. Right, but chas, we can't use like these heterim. That's exactly the pshat of the Klal Yakar right here. Am Yisrael had a heter. But how far do you take that heter? Vayishalu, not vayinatzlu. That's the Avamasha Adal. He says that's what the connected right here. Actually, maybe it's not the Klal Yakar one. The other Mefarshim, the Eitz Yosef, the Eitz Yosef says, not the Klal Yakar, right here in the Ein Yaakov, in the Eitz Yosef, he says that. The Klal Yakar also discusses this, but we don't have time right now. Let's continue. Uminai and Haya Yodei Moshe Rabbeinu Heichan Yosef Kavur. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? It was time to bury, right? Time to take him out. Amru, Serach, Bas, Asher, Nishtaira, Meyoso Adar. They said this one person left. Serach, the daughter of Asher, is still around. She's very old. Tosfos here discusses, wasn't there also one other one? Machir, Vayar, Ben Menashe. They were also around. But Tosfos here quotes a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is a very early text. That there was a Mesora that it was going to be Serach, Bas, Asher. They had a Mesora, that's what it was going to be. And they already knew, they didn't want to try again without having confirmation. Because remember, the B'nai Ephraim already left years earlier and they were massacred. So that's why they didn't want to try again unless they knew for sure. Right, and that's why they went to Serach Bas Asher, they had this Mesora. So, Halach Moshe Eslam, Moshe went to her, Amar La Klum, At Yodas, Eichan Yosef Kavur, Moshe Rabbeinu asked her, right, where's Yosef buried? Amar Lo, Aron Shomatech Azazalo, Mitzrayim, they buried him in the Nile, V'kavu B'nilus Hanar, Kedesh Yisbarachu Meimav, they wanted the Nile to have a bracha. Halach Moshe Amar Asfas Nilus, Moshe went to, on the edge of the Nile, Amar Lo, Yosef, Yosef, Higia Ha'esh, Shenishma Gadish Baruchu, Shenigo El Eschem. It's time. Israel, and it's the Shvua. You made us swear that we're going to take you up. So, note, he didn't say that Hashem swore that I'm going to take you. Moshe didn't say I'm taking you. He said Hashem. He gave Hashem the credit. Right? Ha'omer davar b'shem Amro. Moshe Rabbeinu. Give Hashem the credit. So, please come. Imatem mare atzmacham mutav. If you come, great. V'imlav. Hari anu menukim mishvua seich. And if not, we're nucky from your Shvua. Meaning it's out of our control. We're just going to try our best. Miyad Saf Aron Osha Yosef, immediately the Aron of Yosef floated up. There's a different medrash elsewhere that he threw a Shem Hashem into the water. And that's how the Micha got it to make the Pesach. That's a different medrash. That's not in the Gemara here. Says the Gemara, V'yalta Tame, Hech Barzal Tzav, and don't wonder how metal floats. Shehari Ksiv, Vahi, Rashi quotes, this is from the Talmid de Elisha. Rashi knows that we don't know Navi as well as we should. So Rashi quotes that. Vayiha echad mapil ha-korah, v'sa barzal nafel alamayim, v'gomer, the metal fell in, echa adoni v'hu sha'ul, v'yomer ish alokim, ana nafal, where'd he fall, v'yere es ha-makom, he showed him where in the water it fell, v'yiksav eitz, v'yashlech shama, v'yatzef ha-barzal. So it floated. V'halodvaram kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara says, and it's a kal v'chomer. Uma Elisha Talmido shel Eliyahu. Elisha's a Talmud of Eliyahu. Ve'Eliyahu Talmido shel Moshe. And Eliyahu is a Talmud of Moshe. Rashi quotes, not literally, V'lo shalomad mipiv, V'lo taraso shel Moshe limdo le'Eliyahu. It means that the Torah of Moshe was passed down from Eliyahu to Elisha, and Eliyahu got it. Others say, maybe if you say Alpi Sod, that Eliyahu Pinchas, that Pinchas was directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Sof Barzel Mipanov. So if Eliyahu and Elisha had the power, Mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu, Alachas Kama Vakama, Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't even fathom what he was like. So according to Moshe Rabbeinu, unbelievable, for sure, he was on that level. Rabbi Nosson Omer, a different shad, Bikar Barnit Shel Malachim Ayakavur. He was buried, what's a Kabarnit? So he's look on the side in the Masoret Hashas. But Beit HaKfar Shel Malachim, there was like a crypt where they buried all of the royalty. So Yosef was buried in that crypt, and that's where there were Aronos. But there were so many Aronos in all the walls. You don't know which one is Yosef's. They weren't labeled. So, B'Kabarnit Shel Malach HaYikavur, Halach Moshe V'Amar Ala Kabarnit Shel Malachim, Amar. So again, Moshe says, Yosef, Yigia Eish Nishma Kadosh Baruch Hu Shani Goel Eschem, it's time, Yigia Shvua Shnishpat Es Yisrael, it's time for us to be able to fulfill your Shvua, Ima Tamara Asmecha Mutav. If you show yourself fine, V'imlav Hari Anu Minukim Yishvua Sech, we're clean, B'Osa Shah Nizdaz, Arona Shah Yosef. Yosef came out, Notzlu Moshe V'Eviu Etzlo. So Moshe took it, one of these two pshatim. V'kalos anshanim shayisol b'midbar ha'yushnei aronos halalu echad shal meis v'echad shal shchina ma'achim zem zeh. The two aronos went side by side. The aron of the meis and the aron of the shchina. Throughout the midbar, right? The luchos inside with the kruvim. V'yo'ovrim v'shavim omrim. And all the passerbyers used to say, Mativa shal shnei aronos halalu. What are these two? Amru, and they used to answer, Echad shal meis v'echad shal shchina. V'chimar darko shal meis v'halechim ha'shchina. Is that really kavedik? Amru. So they said, ki em zeh kol mashakasim bazeh. This one fulfilled all that is written in this one. If you remember from Meseches Moed Katan, right, we had also a couple of the Amoraim that also had this said about them. They took a Sefer Torah out, they put it on the Aron, ki em bazeh, mashakasim bazeh. So that was all the brothers. And Yosef, v'ilo asik bei Moshe Yisrael, lo avi miaski bei, Moshe Rabbeinu was osik. What if Moshe hadn't done it, the rest of Am Yisrael wouldn't have done it? Vaksiv. It says, in the end of Sefer Yehoshua, ves atmos Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim kavu b'shchem. They finally buried it in Shchem after the Shevesh HaKivshu and the Shevesh HaChilku. Number one, so the brothers wouldn't have done it? V'su, ilo yaski bei Yisrael, banav lo yaski bei. If the rest of Am Yisrael wouldn't have done it, his own children wouldn't have done it. The Haksiv, Ayulu B'nei Yosef L'Nachala. They were there. Amru. But what? What did the B'nei Yosef say? It's more covered for us to take a back seat. Like we said before. Hanichu lo k'vodo b'merubim Yosef b'muatim. To have more people involved, it's more of a covered for our father. Visu, and they also said, Amru, Hanichu lo k'vodo b'gedolam Yosef b'ktanim. So the more and the greater, and that's why they left it for the greater individuals. Kavru b'shchem, ma'ishnam b'shchem. Why Dafka was Yosef buried in Shchem? Fascinating. Right, Yosef, the last time Yosef was in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan, was in Shchem. That was the last place Yosef was before he was sold. So that's where he came back to. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Mishchem ganvuhu, from Shchem he was stolen, u'l'shchem nachzir avedaso. He went back to Shchem. That's where the Machzor Aveda. Kashu Kraya Dadi, the Psukim are difficult. Ksiv, Yikav Moshe, Aspos Yosef Imo. It says that Moshe took the bones. Ksiv, Aspos Yosef, Asher, Elu, B'nai Yisrael, V'gomer. Was it Moshe? Was it Am Yisrael? Amr, B'cham, Rechanina. We know this Chazal. Kol Ose, Davar, V'lo Gomro, Uba Acher, V'gomro, Ma'ale, Alav, Akasiv, Al Shegomro, Ki'ilu, Asau. Somebody doesn't finish the mitzvah, right? Rashi quotes a similar idea on, in Parshas Akev. Right, kol ha-mitzvah, you gotta finish the mitzvah. If you don't finish it, the person who finishes it gets the credit. This does not mean that if I'm not gonna be able to finish the mitzvah, I shouldn't do the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu did 90%. But he wasn't gonna be able to finish it, and he knew he wasn't gonna be able to finish it, give it up to somebody else. No, I'll do as much of the mitzvah as I can. Who makes that ha'ara the Rambam? In the Pirush Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, where the Rambam says that we have to try to do even chatzi mitzvah. What's chatzi mitzvah? Right, Rambam called mitzvah kala kevachamura. The Rambam says Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu not only here, but Moshe Rabbeinu set up the first three Arei Miklat. Even though Rashi quotes B'Shem Chazal in Sefer Dvarim that they weren't going to be kolet, they weren't going to be effective until Yeshua set up his six, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have a mitzvah that comes to my hand, akaimena, I'll do it. I'll do whatever I can, even though I can't finish the job. So Moshe did it right here. Who else followed in his footsteps? David HaMelech. David HaMelech asks, he wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. And when Hashem says, no, sorry, for whatever reason. What does David do in the very next parak? He keeps fighting. He buys supplies for the Beis HaMikdash. He buys the land that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on. He's not going to be able to finish. He's not going to be able to do it. Hashem said, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. David says, whatever I could do, I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to get all the supplies, because even a chati mitzvah. So yes, if we can finish the mitzvah, we have to. But just because we can't finish the mitzvah doesn't mean that we shouldn't do everything we can. Fine. But now the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar Omer, if somebody has the chance to finish the mitzvah and doesn't, then that's negligent. Then you get pulled down from your greatness if you could have finished the mitzvah and didn't. Because it's worse than not doing it at all. Because it's like, you don't care about finishing it. That's okay. Dichsiv, that's what happens to Yehuda. Yehuda started saving Yosef. Don't kill him, throw him in the pit. And then, And then what happened? He didn't finish the job. And then what happened? Vahiba Esahiva Yered Yehuda, he went down. Rabbi Shulman Achmeni Amar, Afkov Rishdu Ubanov, even his wife and kids, Dichsiv Rachmana Litzlan, a very extreme case. This is a case where you had the chance to save somebody's life, and you didn't. Vatamath Pashua, Ashes Yehuda Vagomer Viksiv, Vayamas Erva Onan. Yes, it was their own fault, they sinned, but Kadosh Baruch Hu has it all worked out. Period. Amar of Yehuda Marab, Mibnei Ma Nikra Yosef Atzmos Bechayav. Why is Yosef called bones in his life? Mibnei Shalom, right, it's Atzmosai, right, the Pasuk says. Mibnei Shalom Micha Bekavet Aviv. Very difficult line, right, because he did it, wasn't Moche, for the covet of his father. When? Dekamri Le Avdecha Avinu. Velo Amar Lehu Velo Midi. This isn't that difficult. It was earlier when they said Avdecha. But here, your servant, our father, right? And he didn't say anything. Should he have said something? Should he have revealed? You know, it's still challenging. But it's Chazal held him to a higher standard. Maybe he should have said, you know, I'm sure your father is a wonderful man. Should have given him some type of covet there. But that's what he said. Amar Yehuda Marav, Yitemer Rav Chaim Chanina, Mibnei Ma, Meis Yosef Kodem Lachav. Why was he the first Sheva to die? But Shehinah Gaspel Barabanus. It got a little bit to him, even though he was, it's connected thoughts, but that is what is said. If you look in the Marsha here says, Shalomicha b'kavet aviv, dafka ha-kavana bo, gimel shutfin va'adam, the Gemara Nida, the father, the mother, and Hashem, the three partners. What do you get from the father? The bones. And that's why he's called bones in his lifetime, because he wasn't makpid about his father's covet. Lakach nizbaze shikra atzomas b'chayev ki'ilo ha'ilo al-chelek ha-bamei aviv. Dainu Atzmos, the Kaimalam. We've quoted the Vilna Gaon or someone in the past, I don't remember who, that says that's why Dafka, maybe after one, when somebody is sick, you use the mother's name. But when somebody dies, by the Kalmala, you switch to the father's name. Why? Because the mother gives the flesh, the mother gives the lot of what keeps the person alive. And after a person dies, Rahman al-Islam, what only left is the bones. And that's why they use the father's name after the father gives the bones. And that's the father's name after, by Akel Mali, by Bayim Shabirach, use the mother's name. Also because the mother symbolizes Rachmanus, other reasons. Okay. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Two dots. By Yosef, the Yosef Hurat Mitzrayim, Yosef is taken down to Mitzrayim, Amr Bileza, Alazar, Al Tikre Hurat El Horid. Don't say he was taken down, but he also caused something else to go down. Shehorid is Tagnine Paro Migdulasan. All the astrologers lost their jobs. Because they couldn't figure out the dream. Yosef said it. So they all were out of a job. Vayiknehu, Potiphar, Srisparo, Potiphar bought Yosef. Amarav shekno latzmo. He bought him for himself. What does that mean? Chazal say that he wanted to have him in Mishkav Zachar. That's why he bought him for himself. And what happened? Question about this Girsa. Vagavriel Vasirso, Vagavriel Opiro. Malach Gavriel came and castrated him, and therefore he couldn't cause any problems for Yosef. Meikarexiv Potifar Velabasov Potifera. Switches from a Lashon Zachar to a Lashon Nekeva, and therefore that was his punishment for what he tried to do. Milon Ogadami Moshe Vechulu. Next, so who was greater than Moshe? Who was Osek in Yosef? So Hashem was Osek in Moshe. Vayomer Hashem Eli. Hashem said to Moshe, Ravlach, enough davening to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's not happening. Ravlach. Am Rabbi Levi, Berav Biser, Berav Bisruhu. He acted with Rav, and he was told with Rav. Like we said a couple of days ago. The Lashon. Berav Biser, Ravlachem. Ravlachem. He tells the Korach, I think. Ravlachem, that's enough. So Berav Bisruhu, Ravlach. So Hashem tells him Ravlach. Right, is that a bad thing Moshe did? So was it a little bit? Should he have used different words? Right, the four different pshatim by Mea Mariva. What exactly was the chait? Was this a little too harsh, even though they were going against him? Sounds that way from the Gemara. Dabar Acher, Rav Lach, Rav Yeshlach, Umana Yoshua. You have somebody great to follow your footsteps. Don't worry, Yehoshua. Dabar Acher, Rav Lach, Shelo Yomru, Harav Kama Kashev, Etalmid Kama Sarvan. Right, or they say, should they, I don't want people to say that I'm such a mean guy. Right, stop asking me. Chas v'shalom, guy. Mean being. V'kol kach lama, why all this? Moshe was held to such a high standard. Tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel, l'fum gamla shichna. Based on the camel you loaded up. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a level, so he shouldn't say, have said Rav Lachem. I saw some other mafarshim of the Bali Moser say, maybe the problem with Moshe's Rav Lachem to them was that they had a drive for spirituality. It was misguided, and he wanted to be, it was for ulterior motives, but a lot of them wanted Ruchnius. So Moshe shouldn't have quelched that right away. He should have tried to channel it more. He shouldn't have tried to push it down and say, terrible, terrible, terrible. That's wonderful that you're interested in this. But let me explain to you. Let me explain this to you. Right? In education, we have to make sure that we never stop and quelch the yearning for Kedusha by a student, by a child. We just have to guide it and channel it. So maybe that was also what Rav Lachem was. Vayomer aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu right at the end of his life, and may have asked him, Shana Nochi Ayom, today, I am 120 years old. She'etam alomer hayom. Hayom, that's extra. What is that word telling me? Hayom malu yamayu shnosai. Today, my days and years are completed. Lila meitcha to teach me. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mashlim shnoseim shel tzadikim. Yom liyom umichodesh lechodesh. Hashem is mashlim, completes the years of tzadikim. To the day, to the month. Dechsiv es mispar yamecha amale. I will fill up the days. I can't go in and out anymore. My latzeis v'lavo. What does that mean at the end of the Torah? Ilei ma latzeis v'lavo mamish. Doesn't mean he got old and feeble. No, chas v'shalom. V'haksivu Moshe ben Mea v'esrim shana b'moso lanas lecho. He was great. He was in perfect shape at age 120. V'ksiv ayal Moshe me'arvos mo'avel har nevo. And it says Moshe went up to har nevo. V'tan yeshtei mesrim malos o'yisham. He had to go up 12 milos. Very high. Upas and Moshe v'psiachas. And Moshe jumped up. So what does that mean? He couldn't. Of course he could physically. Amar v'shor barachmeni amar b'yonason latzeis v'lavo b'divrei Torah. It means his level of recognition of Torah. That's what was being lowered. Malamech and his tatmu mimenu shari chachma. The shari chachma was starting to be closed on him. The Ramban writes, the Ramban quotes this in the end of the Torah, and he says it was basically to make Moshe feel that it was time. That's why Hashem did this. Right? Ze l'nachemo, the Ramban at the beginning of Ayelach. L'nachemo sam alin yano, klomar, ani zakein ve'en lachem o to'elis mimeni. Ve'od, I'm sorry, v'hayezeb ma'ise neis, after he quotes this chazal, shalo yid'ag v'laseiz gedulo l'yoshua befanav. So he shouldn't worry and think that so that he feels that the passage of the Mesorah is going to Yeshua even now. He's not worried about it. So that's why taken from him and given to Yeshua even in his lifetime. Vayelech Moshe v'Yoshua v'yisyatzvu ba'ol moed tana osa Shabbos shel diu zugi haisa. That Shabbos diu zugi. It was a double day. Why? It started off with Moshe and then to Yoshua. Nitzla Rishus Bizev and Nitzla Lazeh. Rishus was taken from Moshe and given to Yoshua. And one of the reasons we daven Tzidkas Chatzedek on Shabbos is because, as we mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned on yesterday's daf, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech died on Shabbos the afternoon. That's the reason, one of the reasons for Tzidkas Chatzedek. Chazal say he died on Shabbos. We also alluded to yesterday about the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all the Sifrei Torah on the day that he died. How could he have done that? It was Shabbos. Malachav Ksiva. Achronim talk about it. Amrav Yudim Ali Mikra Kazavi Yevshala Amro. Were it not that the Pasik said the following, we wouldn't be able to say it. That's always an introduction to a description of God somehow, giving him physical features. That's always said, right? The Gemara in Bracha is that Moshe grabbed his lapels. So here too. Heichan Moshe, meis b'chal kosher Reuven, where did Moshe die? In Reuven's chelek. Dechsiv, aya Moshe marvus mo'evel har nevo, unevo b'chal kosher Reuven kaima. Dechsiv, ubnei Reuven, b'no, v'chul v'gomer, ves nevo v'gomer. So he died by Reuven. It had to be Reuven, God, or Menashe. So he died in Reuven, but where was he buried? In God. Veichan Moshe kaver b'chalko shel God. Dechsev ayar reishis lo ki sham chelkas mechokek safun. Right, Rashi quotes that. Umichelko shel Reuven achelko shel God kamahave arba milin, 4 mil. Osan arba milin miolicho. How did Moshe get there? Milamei shayem Moshe muta b'kanfei shchina Umalachei Asharis Omrim Sidkas Hashem Aso Mishpatav Yisrael. The Malachim was saying this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer Mi Akum Li Yemereya Mi Yisyatsev Li Yimpol Li Yavin. Who's going to be my fighter? Ushmuel Amar Mika Chacham V'Yimi Odeya Pesher Davar. Who is like this wise man? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hachachma Me'ayin Timatzeh. He's the ultimate in the Chacham. Rabbi Nachman Amar Vayamasham Moshe V'Gomer Eved Hashem Beres Mal Api Hashem Samlayon Amar. Tosis quotes, maybe it's a Malach, maybe it's the name of a Chacham. Vayamasham Moshe Safar Rabba the Israel. The great Moshe died. Tanya Blazar Gadol Omer Shnayim Shneimasar Mil Al Shneimasar Mil Kenegan Machane Yisrael. That area Basko Mashmiya Vyomer Vayamasham Moshe Safar Rabba the Israel. The great Moshe died. Vayish Omrim Lomes Moshe. Ksiv Hacha Vayamasham Vaksiv Hasam Vayisham Imashem Malahavan Omidim Shamish Afkan Omidim Shamish. Right? He was still. It's a little difficult because the Torah says Vayamasham Moshe. It's easier to say that with Yaakov, but here it says Vayamasham Moshe. Either way, that is the Chazal. Maybe tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start with the unbelievable Medrash Rabbah, the last Medrash Rabbah, one of the most emotional Medrash Rabbahs in all of the Medrash Rabbah, the last one in Dvarim, when it talks about when Moshe died also, and Be'ez Hashem, then we'll pick up another tomorrow also, exciting, the four actions that Hashem did, and we have to be like him, right? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted him to go to Eretz Yisrael. Again, Maseches Sota is jam-packed from beginning to end. So Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the end of the first parak and the beginning of the second.